Good morning. I'm really, really glad to be back with you all. God has done some great pruning in my life. And as a gardener, I totally understand the concept of pruning. Pruning fruitful branches back to be more fruitful. Has anybody ever pinched back chrysanthemum buds? So each week, and then they get thicker, and you get lots more blooms. While you're picking out those little buds, you're like, oh, you know. And has anybody ever forgot to do that? And then you got these long, spindly, you got a few flowers, but it's not what the plant could really be. Is anybody that's not a gardener lost? Okay, enough with the gardening analogy, but I love it. As most of you know, I just came back from Detroit after being recognized at the Detroit Music Awards as a pioneer among women musicians as part of an all-girl group, the Pleasure Seekers, 45 years ago. No one was more surprised than me when I got that email. They want to do what? But it was a wonderful reunion, and we all had a blast. The video from the event is all over YouTube and Facebook, and I'm sure those of you who are on Facebook have seen some of it. But I hear some of the footage will be heading to Hollywood to be placed in a movie. So I'll reserve my glee until I find out which movie. You never know. But today, I want to tell my story as I see God's hand in my journey. Not about my many blessings, Bob, and kids, and grandkids. We don't have enough time to get through all that, like Mike said. But this is about one gift. And I'll answer that question I get over and over. What happened to your music career? I've always loved music. I learned to sing and talk at the same time. I played drums and guitar as a kid. I picked up a little keyboard along the way, but drums are my main love and my main instrument. And as a young teen, I began playing rock and roll with school friends and then started an all-girl band. At age 15, I was recruited by the Quattro sisters for their all-girl band, the Pleasure Seekers. I went with the band because they had resources, a musical family. Their father was a well-known big band leader and entertainer in the Detroit area. He played the organ at the Red Wings games for decades. They had vision and drive, and they are talented people. And Mrs. Quattro welcomed me into that family and treated me like one of her own. She had five, and then there was me. Mrs. Quattro was one of the people that God put on my path. She was a strong branch on the vine, and she helped this little twig grow in faith. The band got rave reviews, much acclaim, had a lot of success. Female musicians were really rare back then, and actually they still are. A lot of girls don't stay the course. They give up the band for boys, proms, dates. We didn't. And we were dead serious about being competent musicians. Our success led to touring and long road trips during school breaks. I missed my family. My mother wrote to me every week. People did things back then like that. They actually wrote. No email. And phone calls were expensive. And Mrs. Quattro also sent me email. She sent things to all the girls. I mean mail, not email. She would send little news clippings. I'd get this little envelope, and it would have a little news clipping about some good thing that someone was recognized for in the paper. Just a little thing. And then there'd be a little scribbled note. God is good. Always look for the good. Or turn to God with your troubles. He will always hear you. And don't forget to thank him for the good things in your life. It just blew me away that she would take the time to do that for me. I've often thought that she never knew how much those messages meant to me, encouraged me. Like I said, life on the road was tough. I can see now that God equipped me with three valuable assets that helped me get through my teen years and being on the road. One, I never smoked. Two, I didn't drink. And three, I can sleep anywhere. I'm telling you, when you are on the road, that is a valuable gift. And those three blessings continue to serve me well today, especially that sleeping part. The showbiz scene is just like you watch on TV or read about. It is who you know, where you're seen, who your agent knows, who owes whom a favor, what producer's looking for a new project. And then there's the image makers. It's awful, it's predatory, and it's often like the proverbial dance with the devil. We girls didn't want the glamour girl Vegas career path. We wanted to play for our peers. We constantly fought that battle with agents and producers. We were kids. We wanted to play for kids. We wanted to be the female Beatles, not a feather and beaded Vegas act. So, I quit! Right in the middle of a real rise in our success. Why? Because it didn't feel right. I felt like I was walking on the edge of a swirling pool of danger. That if I fell in, I would be lost. Successes were dangling like Eve's apples, but the price was just as high. It took an enormous amount of courage to walk away. And I know God was right there, walking with me in those dark days. I left behind my friends, my beloved band and music, and a dream that just didn't seem worth the price. I thank God for that courage, for pruning out the bad, and preparing my heart for the good. After taking a break for a couple years, I went back to music. I was 20 by then, old age, and discovered that I could work locally in music and really have a life. I joined a Lutheran church. I got involved in the choir and impressive handbell group and in Sunday school. God worked in me there. My church music influenced my band music, and my band music influenced my church music. Every so often, the pastor invited me to write and sing a song that fit with the scripture for the day, giving me an opportunity early on to share a message in a style completely different for that congregation. We're talking Missouri Synod, you know, high church, okay? It was 15 great years there, and I grew in music and I grew in faith. I loved making people happy with my music. Then, the economy took a dive, and live music opportunities dried up, and in fact, music tanked. Thankfully, I had some secretarial skills to fall back on, but I really mourned the death of my music career again. I took a job in Washington, D.C., the one I still have today, 26 years later, and I poured myself into my new life, but I wasn't well. I couldn't even listen to music on the radio in the car. I'd start crying. I felt so lost. There was such a hole in my life. I poured out my sadness in tears to God. And he filled that hole. Yeah, slowly. But he led me back to music. His music. I found a wonderful Lutheran church in Woodbridge, got involved with the women's group, the choir, helped with children's musicals, and I served on the worship and music board there. The more I sang, the more I became aware of touching people, moving people in worship through music. Was this what God had in mind when he gave me that gift? When Bob and I moved to West Virginia in 1995, we found Bethel and loved the church family here. We jumped right in. Bob got involved in council, and I chaired the worship board for several years. We both joined the choir, of course. When the congregation started to grow and we needed a children's music program, God nudged me several times. I mean, he hit me on the head with pruners. And I was so busy privately telling God, I'm not equipped. I have no training with children. I don't have time. That no one was more surprised than me when in the worship board meeting, I heard myself say, I'll do it. But a funny thing happened to me right after I said that. My heart lightened and I felt at peace. So obviously this was something that God was not going to let go, and he was not going to let go until I said yes. And soon after that meeting, ideas began to pour into my head. I contacted a good friend that directs the children's choirs at my previous church, and we had a working lunch, and I came away with books, music, and a brand new passion. I had to go back to God and tell him he was right. He's never let me down. Back then, he led Christy Riggleman with all her kid experience to help me. And now Leslie Brooks helps me, even if the raucous noise sometimes sends her running from the room. We do have fun. And God continues to prune, and I continue to grow stronger in faith and solid on the vine. I love watching my Joy Singers and Ringers alumni grow up among us. Last year, one of my choir kids actually got married here. I felt a little old. But that was a moment for me. I hope that I have inspired the kids to love God, love music, love singing his praise, love serving the congregation with music, love giving back the gifts that God has so freely given us. That's what I feel called to do. And we never know when our words or actions may touch a life. It can happen right then, or it can happen years later. When Kelly Francis, spoke during her confirmation about music being so important in her life and being inspired to love singing as a young child in the choir here at Bethel, God and I exchanged a mental high five. And together, we gave thanks for Kelly's beautiful witness. And I wonder if God actually nudged Pastor Rhodes when he asked me if I wanted to play percussion for the new worship ensemble we were putting together to lead the worship music. For me, it was like asking Pastor Dave if he likes sports. Yeah! I've had so much fun adding rhythm behind our singing or embellishing a thought with the chimes. And with the ensemble, weaving songs of joy and faith into your lives. It's really wonderful to work in ministry with our pastors, with George, and our ensemble. We have God moments quite often up here. And it lifts us all in our individual faith journeys, and collectively, as we serve God and serve you. Playing and singing here at Bethel has been like coming full circle for me. But this time, playing for God's glory, not mine. My heart is in it, and it's in my heart. But if I could give one message to the young people here at Bethel, it would be stand firm in your faith and stay in it. Your life is a journey ahead with more twists and turns than you can imagine. You'll need God in your life. Go ahead and follow your dream. But don't be afraid to walk away from it if it doesn't feel right. There's always time for a new dream. And love your family. They are your biggest fans. Since you're here today in church, I'd say you've got a great start on a life grounded in faith and the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. God walks with you. So what happened to my music career? God happened. And now I have the best gig of all. Amen.
Amen.